is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less. You'll love us. Hey, Ayla.
Hey.
What's good?
With the world being filled with bad news today. And honestly, most days it seems like, may we all remember that a little positivity goes a long way. And a kind note may even save someone's life. This feel-good story all started with a question written inside a high school girl's bathroom wall in Denver, Colorado. In black permanent marker, it wrote, "Is life worth all the BS?" Question mark. English teacher Ashley Ferraro noticed the message last week, and she went into her classroom and she encouraged her students to respond with their own supportive words on post-it notes. And that's when one note turned into an entire girl's bathroom filled with colorful sticky notes. And if you've ever been into a girl's bathroom, it's not like...
And I have many times.
The cleanliest place. There's a lot of like stuff written on the walls. It's like so-and-so kissed so-and-so, whatever it may say.
Actually,
but like,
not to sidetrack too much, but I used to actually be a janitor for a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
And girls' bathrooms, much more disgusting than boys' bathrooms.
Agreed. If you've ever been to a bar late at night, I 100% agree with that. Well, there are more than 50 stick-it notes that are up there right now circling around that original question, which once again says, is life worth all the BS? And it's circling around that question, obviously asked by someone who is emotionally struggling a bit. One of them reads, quote, "Yes, because you will find love in your future, in yourself, and in your favorite things to do, in the small things in life." Well, the English teacher says that she was so impressed with how many kids participated, and so many did, in fact, that the supportive notes of love and support will now move from the girls' bathroom into the hallway so others can join in on the conversation prompted by that original question. Student Hannah Blackman was one of the kids who wrote a note of encouragement, and she was just interviewed about it now. Listen to what she says.
Just going in there, even not having a bad day, it's just like a good feeling just to see positivity.
Yes, it is. And today personally has been like a hard day for me with the passing of Kobe Bryant as a former basketball player and someone who really admired him. So I'm actually going to take this little tidbit, this feel-good story, and make it into my personal life. I've written handwritten notes for all of the boys in the room here today.
Aww.
I want you guys to have them. And I think that if anyone is going through some emotionally tough times today, a little note can go a long way to make someone smile.
Should I read mine on
air?
Yes. Jonathan, your new glasses look nice on you.
See?
Thanks. Actually, that matters. That actually does mean a lot because I hate the way I look in glasses.
See?
So thank you.
Mine says, "Jim, you're still fun even when you're cranky."
Aww.
Jim, you're still
actually
fun even when you're cranky.
I hate saying this, but Jim is funnier when he's cranky.
I know. And then Austin, who's not in the studio right now, says, "Austin, great job answering the phones today." So, you know, a little note can maybe go a long way.
That's very sweet.
That's
good.
Your feel good for today.
Thanks.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Ayla.
No, thank you.
No, thank you, Ayla.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you more, Ayla.